There is Gittin Daf Lamed Aleph, as we stand in front of the last daf of the third parak of Maseches Gittin, the last daf of the first section of the Masechta. The first three prakim are somewhat of a unit, all about writing and bringing of the get. The fourth parak really is about shlichos. The fifth parak is about various takanos, and then the Masechta branches out. So we are on Lamed Amud Beis. We quoted a Braisa, and we're trying to figure out what exactly the Braisa means. And we're going to have three different suggestions what the Braisa meant. We did the first one yesterday of Abaya. The Braisa says that if a Yisrael says to a Levi that I have Meiser Rishon of yours, then you don't have to be worried about Trumas Meiser. But if he says I have a Kur of Meiser Rishon of yours, then you have to be worried about Trumas Meiser. So what does that mean? What does it mean to be worried? Who's worried? And what is the Chash? So the Gemara first said Abaya. Abaya said this is what the Pshat of the Brisa is. If a Yisrael says to a Levi that I have Meiser Rishon of yours, but I'd like to buy it, and therefore Halach Damav, here is money for it right there. So then we don't have to worry that in the interim, the Levi thought that all the Meiser Rishon should be Trumas Meiser, which is what the Levi has to get to the Kohen from his Meiser Rishon. We don't think that he designated it as Trumas Meiser, and then the Yisrael is stuck, because the Yisrael is not allowed to eat Trumas Meiser. Trumas Meiser has the status of Truma Chala Bikurim, which is all usher to a Yisrael. But if he specified an amount, if he said Kur Meiser, then we have to be nervous. That was suggestion number one of Abaya. And the Gemara says, well, that can't be the Pshat of the Braisa, because that would be a very tricky thing to do on the part of the Levi. We don't think we're talking about Rishayim. That's not why. That's not what the Braisa would be discussing. A case where someone is trying to lifne iver his friend and make the food usher to him. So we're up to the second suggestion. Ella, a little more than halfway down. Ella Avar of Misharshi Breder of Edi Hachi Ka'amar. This is what the Braisa means. Number two, Yisrael Sha'amar Leben Levi Meiser Liavicha Biyadi. Not that you have Meiser in my hands, but your father the Levi, has Meiser Rishon in my hands. Hey, look, dumb of it, I want to buy it. Similar, but instead of saying yours, it's your father's. So, Ein Choshishin Shema Aso Aviv Trumas Meiser Amakom Acher. We don't have to be worried that his father, the Levi's father, made a Trumas Meiser. Kor Meiser Leavicha Biyadi, if there was a specific amount. So then we do. Behelech Damav Choshashin Shemazo Aviv Trumas Meiser Amakom Acher. If there was a definitive amount, so then we have to be nervous that if a Levi owned Meiser Rishon, he might have made it Trumas Meiser on other produce of his. And that's the case. Again, the difference between a general amount of Meiser or Kor, a specific amount. That's the suggestion. The Ramban asks, what, you have to be worried about any time you get a Yerusha, that maybe there's maybe something is usher in this produce? Why are we nervous here? He has Meiser Rishon, and we have to be nervous that the person made a Trumas Meiser. Kashali, asked the Ramban, Im Kain, Kol Peros, Shehinia Cha'av Leben, Yuchoshishin, Shema Asan, Trumo Meiser. All fruit, if anybody ever Yarshin's fruit from their father, maybe it's Meiser Rishon, maybe it was made Trumas Meiser. But why are we nervous over here, different than other cases? So the Ramban says, no, you're not nervous when you have chulin, but you are nervous when you have meiser. If somebody yarshens chulin from their father, you don't have to worry about anything. There's no chshash. V'igalamemer, de bechulin v'adelo chashina klum. Aval hacha, kiva de meiser hu, chashinan midashavik luhu birshus acher v'lo shakel luhu. The shaila is because I yarshin Meiser Rishon of yours. Why didn't you take it? Why didn't your father take it? So there's somewhat of a concern. Maybe you didn't take it because you're not going to eat it anyway. Maybe you made it to Trumas Meiser. That's why there is a worry here. Only because it's not chulin, it is Meiser, and it's Meiser that was left in my Rishus by your father. That's the Ramban. So the Gemara, though, rejects this as well. The Gemara says, V'chinech shudu chaverim l'trom shalom and amukaf. What are we nervous about? That the Levi took off, made the Meiser Rishon that I'm holding for him into Trumas Meiser, but that means he did the Hafrasha in what's called Shalom and Amukav, not connected to the produce that it is making Mutter, that it is removing the Shem Tevel from, and is a Chaver, Chashud, to do this. What does it sound like from this Gemara? That Meikra did its Mutter? Only a chaver is not allowed? Oh, do we think a Talmud Chacham would do such a thing? What about a regular person? What about a non-Talmud Chacham? Is he chashin? What's the halacha? What's the halacha about taking shalom and amukav? So the Rambam quotes this halacha in Hilchos Trumos. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Chav quotes this distinction, and the Kesef Mishnah says it's based on our Gemara. The Rambam says Trumas Meiser, not Truma. Trumas Meiser Mafrishinos Shalom and Amukav. Trumas Bimen Amukav, but Trumas Meiser, the additional Truma that has to be given by the Levi to the Kohen from his Meiser Rishon, that does not require Min Amukav. Shene Amar, Min Masro Sechem, Tarimu Truma, Afilu Meiser Echad, Bimedina Zu, U Meiser Acher, Bimedina Acheres, Mafris Truma Achaz Alako. That's Meikar Adin. And the Rambam adds in, V'tamidei chachamim ain't tarmin ela min amukaf, v'yafilu trumas meiser. Tamidei chachamim are only taken min amukaf based on our Gemara, the Kesef Mishnah says, the Radva says, because our Gemara has that line of tamidei chachamim, is he chashud? And then the Raivit discusses this, whether this is true or not. He says, is there a difference between truma gedola and trumas meiser? But that is the Rambam Shita, that it seems like he makes that chiluk. If you look at Tosfos seems to say that this is a requirement midrabanan, right? Because Tosfos says in Dibur Maskel V'chi Tema, because you look at Meseches Bikurim, Trumas Meiser Shave LeBikurim Bishnei Drachim Nitelas Minatora Latame V'Shalom and Amukaf. The Mishnah Bikurim says you don't need Minamukaf when it comes to Trumas Meiser, and in the Yerushalmi also he quotes that is it's not true. So Tosfos says on the third medium line, V'yesh lomar midrabanan af trumas meiser bo'i mukaf. Mida raisa only truma, seems like from Tosfos, and midrabanan we would say even trumas meiser. If it's derabanan, what's the reason for it? Why do you need mina mukaf? Why is that a lechatchila to take off produce from other produce that is touching it? Why is that? So Rashi says here, this is a quoted Rashi by the other Rishonim. Rashi says here, the last two skinny lines, Shema osa sha'a eina ba'en v'masa asui. If I'm taking off Trumas Meiser from the produce in front of me for something that's not here, maybe the other item doesn't exist anymore. Maybe it's rotted. Maybe it's something happened to it. So it's not bad. So maybe the whole thing doesn't work. I have in mind something that's really not going to be chal. So that's the chash. Maybe it's not ba'en, and that's why I'm not allowed to do it. Tosfos quotes that there are other Gemaras that seem to say that even if it is bad, Tosfos in Litrom, he quotes Rashi, Pirish Bakotchus, the Shema Bosa Shayna Ba'en, Ve'enira. Not true. The Truma Gedola Mida Araisa Boy Mukav, V'emkein Afilu Shtein Lefanav. Even if they're both in front of me, there's a separate special din of Min HaMukaf, right? Even if the two items are in front of me, right? The Pnei Yeshua discusses how does Rashi defend himself. Maybe there's a difference between in front of you it's Midarabanan and in front of you it's Midaraisa, or the opposite. But that's a discussion of Rashi and Tosfos. How fundamental is this requirement of Min HaMukaf? Is it just because of Achshash, or maybe there's something more, that there's a Lachadchila that a hafrasha should be literally a hafrasha, literally a separation of the items next to each other, labeling one, designating one different and separate from the other. And that works out better. It's more graphic, and halachically, more illustrative what I'm doing if I'm taking him in a mukav. So again, that's the issue of mukav. Is it just a chash, or is there something deeper? Either way, we're back to the Gemara. We're back to the question. What's the pshat of the braisa? So we tried a second suggestion of Rav Misharshi, and that was rejected. So Ela Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi comes with the third and final suggestion. What is the chiluk of the braisa? Remember, that says, if I am Meiser, you don't have to be worried. But Kur Meiser, you have to be worried. Says Rav Ashi, very different than the first two pshatim. Ela Amar Rav Ashi, Hachi Ka'amar. This is what the braisa means. Ben Yisrael, Sha'amar Lelevi. Why does it say a Ben Yisrael here? I'm not sure. I didn't see others. Sometimes it says Yisrael. The first two said Yisrael. Here it says a Ben Yisrael. A Ben Yisrael. Why does it say it here? Because we're talking about a father. He's talking about the son. Earlier, the second suggestion of Rav Misharshi said Ben Levi, because Yisrael was talking to the Ben Levi about his father. Whenever it's talking about the father, it says Ben. So here too, Ben Yisrael. He switched that. We're not talking about the Yisrael, but he's talking about his father's property. Ben Yisrael, Sha'amar LeLevi, Kach Amar Li Abba. This is what my father told me. Meiser Lecha Biyadi, O Meiser Liavicha Biyadi. Right? Meiser of your father's is in my hand. Or Meiser of yours is in my hand. So we're not talking about you, the Levi, doing something. The worry is me, the Israel, Did my father do something? If he has Maaser Rishon, can I assume that he has already taken off the Trumas Maaser or not? That's the Shaila. Not did you make this into Trumas Maaser? That was the first Duch Shashos. But did my father take care of everything already? That's the Shaila. So if I just say Maaser, right, without a certain amount, Choshel Trumas Maaser Shabo. So there I have to be concerned about the Trumas Maaser. Why? Kivan Delokayitz. I'm sorry. Choshel Trumas, I have to be worried that the Trumas Maaser is still inside and he wasn't Mafresh yet. Why? Kivan Delokayitz, since it's not a specific amount, Lo'avim Esakin Lebalabayas. So he, the Balabayas, my father, the Yisrael, wouldn't have been Mafresh already because there's no specific amount. And Trumas Maaser is Maaser min ha-maaser. It's a specific amount that is required. Truma, there's no specific amount required from the Torah. As we know, chita achas poteres ha-zakri. Even a tiny amount can be given. We had the Gemara earlier. Is that called a nesina or not? We had that back on daf chaf. You remember the Gemara quoted, how do you describe get as a nesina? You're not giving anything of value. So the Gemara said, well, maybe you're giving the get, and that's called a nesina, because that's significant. And Tosafot, they discussed the other cases where there's a symbolic nesina by chalipin, and by truma, and by matanos on the mizbeach, the zrikos. Those are the three cases brought up by Tosafot, a very crucial Tosafot on chafam and aleph, all the cases in Shas where the language of nesina, matana, is used, and you're not giving something of value. It's a symbolic nesina. So truma, there's no amount. Chita achas v'deres is a kri, and there's the issue in the Rishonim and the Achronim, whether that's just to remove the shame tevel, or that is a nesina as well, or you need more. That's the Tosas Rid, that's the Noda Yehuda that we have mentioned. So Truma requires Maaser, by definition, it's a specific amount. It's Eser. And Trumas Maaser is also a specific amount. It's Maaser, Mina Maaser. So if I don't know how much Maaser Rishon there is, so I can assume that my father did not take off Trumas Maaser, it's still in here, because there was no specified amount. But Kur Maaser Lecha Biyadi, O Kur Maaser Liavicha Biyadi, or if you have a kur of Maaser Rishon that belonged to my father that he yarshed to me, then a choshen l'chumas Maaser Shabo. I don't have to assume that there's still Chumas Maaser in here. Kiva dekayetz tikune takri balabayas. Assume that my father would have been misaking it because he would not allow something that's usher for me to eat to remain in the house. Rashi on the second white line, chazaka al chaver sheino niftar min ha'olam achi yisakin kol peiros tfalim shebiyado. There's a chazaka that a chaver, a responsible halachic person, would make sure that he doesn't have anything that's usher to eat in his house. Right? Interesting, he would never die, but he doesn't control when he's going to die. Right? He's chazaka that the Gemara means that he does it right away. He doesn't wait and delay to have something that's usher to eat in his house. So that's the pshat of the Braisa. Says the Gemara, could this really be the pshat? Could I, a Yisrael, am I allowed to take off Trumas Maaser? I have to give Maaser Rishon to the Levi. The Levi has to give Trumas Maaser from that Maaser Rishon to the Kohen. So is it real? Can I do that? I'm the Yisrael. Can I designate Maaser Rishon and then take off Trumas Maaser and give it to the Kohen? Does that really work? And therefore I can assume that if it was true, if it was a specific amount, my father already took it off? The Gemara says, and yes, it can be done. Trumas Maaser can be hufrash by the Yisrael and not by only the Levi. Abba Elazar ben Gamlahi. It's Abba Elazar ben Gamla Shita, Detanya Abba Elazar ben Gamla Omer. V'nechshav lachem, Trumaschem. The Truma, it should be considered for you, Truma. But the language used there is v'nechshav. Bitre and Trumaschem, that's plural. B'tshtei Trumos akasim adaber. The Pasuk's referring to the two Trumos. The Truma Gedola and the Trumas Maaser. Achas Truma Gedola, Achas Trumas Maaser. And the fact that the Pasuk refers to them in one word means that we are going to compare them. Somewhat of a hekesh. We're going to compare them. Kishem. Sometimes a hekesh are two things next to each other. Sometimes it's two things learned after the same word. Kishem she Truma Gedola nitelas ba'omed u'b'machshava. Just like Truma Gedola can be taken ba'omed in estimation. You don't have to, and maybe you shouldn't even be medaktik u'b'machshava and in thought. We're going to talk about what that means. Bez Hashem. Kach, Trumas Maaser, Nitelas Ba'od U'B'Machshava. So do Trumas Maaser can be taken in estimation without being exact, even though you have a certain amount that you have to take. That makes it more of a chiddush by Trumas Maaser than by Truma Gedola. Truma Gedola does not have a shear. midaraisa. But just like Truma Gedola has that about it, so to Shumas Weiser, he tells us Ba'omid, ube machshava, and can be taken by machshava. Number one. Ukishem, and then the other way. Ukishem, sheyishlo, reshusla, balabais, lechom, Truma Gedola. And just like the balabais is ma'afr Truma Gedola, right, that's his mitzvah. The Afrasha, Hafrasha's Truma Gedola, that's his mitzvah. Kach Yishla Rishus, the Balabais, the Chum Chumas Meiser. So that's the Makar. Yes, the Yisrael can take a Chumas Meiser, and therefore that's the Pshat of the Braisa, that if there's a specific amount, I can assume my father already took off the Chumas Meiser. I don't have to worry about it. It's all Meiser. It's all Meiser Risha. Okay, a lot to talk about here on these few lines. First of all, the Gemara says that Chumas Meiser is Nitalas Ba'omed. Even though there's a specific amount that's required by the Torah, you could still do it by estimation. Right? Rashi says, in Af Chumas, first start with Ba'omed. Echad mechamishim, amru chachamim, mafrish Ba'omed. 1/50th, Chazal said, not the Torah. Chazal say, we know from the Mishnah, that Chumas, 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th, the three shiurim of taking off Truma. Dim ta'a ain't kan iser. If he made a mistake, if I took off 1/70th by mistake, or 1/30th, that's not a mistake. There's no iser. Demida oraisa chita achas poteres akri. Mida oraisa, one little grain makes the entire kri mutter. Delo nitzna batarashir elarachis de gancha. Interesting why. We're not going to get into that now. Why is it that Truma doesn't have a shear? Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu command that if we could try to figure it out? That doesn't have a shear, but everything else has a shear. Right? Why is that? Question. But either way, the Gemara Rashi continues, just like that can be taken by Omad, Avchumas Meiser. Afapisha Shiura Kasuv Minat Torah. Meiser Minat Meiser, Nitalas Ba'omad. So that makes it more of a Chiddush, that I could take that Ba'omad, even though there's a Shir Daraisa. But that's what the Limud is from Truma Gedola. Right? The Rashi says there's no Shir Daraisa. Tosva says, so why is he can take it Ba'omad? Because if you're just estimating, you're definitely going to make sure that you have it covered, so you'll probably give more. If you do it ba'omad, if you know you have to give a certain minimum and you have to give more, Tosva says in Dibra Maschil, Kach Trumas Meiser. Tosva says Piris. I'm sorry, the previous Tosva says Nitalas me'omad mitzvah litra me'omad demitok sheyare litzamseim shelo yital pachos no tovayin yafeh. Right, if you have to be medactic, if you should allowed to be medactic, then you'll just give that amount and that's it. But if you're Ba'omad, so then you will probably give Yoser Ba'ayin Yafeh, says the Tosfos. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos, that's what we have today, the Hilchos Trumos, Paragimel, Halacha Dalid, the Rambam also quotes this Halacha and says, Ein Tormin, the Rambam says, not only that it's not a good idea, like Tosfos Ba'ayin Yafeh, you shouldn't. Ein tarmin truma zu lo b'mido v'lo b'mishka v'lo b'minyan. He's talking about Truma Gedola first. Right? Ein tarmin truma zu. You shouldn't take off this truma. Right? Talking about Truma Gedola with a mido or mishka or minyan. Lefi shalo ne'amar bashir. Ela omed umafrish b'daito k'mo echan mechamishim. Right? Just be omed and take off about 1/50th. Aval tarim hu es ha-madud v'es ha-shakul v'es ha-manoy. Okay, but you can take off what is already madud. But if you look in the Rambam later, see, he doesn't specify says about Truma Gedola that it shouldn't be done because, Lav Dafka Shir. And the Kesef Mishnah here says, maybe by Trumas Meiser, it's not as much of a ikuva because it has a Shir, so you're allowed to take it, without a Mida, but, it's not as crucial as Truma Gedola, which inherently does not have a Shir. So that's Omen. What about Machshava? The Gemara here says that Truma Gedola and Trumas Meiser can be taken b'machshava in thought. What does that mean? What do I have to do? To fulfill? It's a mitzvah daraisa. To be mafri, Trumas, and Meiseris. Right? How many mitzvahs? That's a machlok between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam counts one mitzvah. Hafrashas Truma. And the Ramban in the Shrashim is bothered that he thinks it should be two. There should be a mitzvah of Hafrasha and a mitzvah of Nesina. After all, if I'm a Kohen, I do one and not the other. I have to be mafrish because it's Tevel. I'm not allowed to eat tevel, so I'm mafrish, but I could keep the truma for myself, because I'm a Kohen. So you see, sometimes you have a hafrasha without a nesina. Right? You could have one without the other. And the Ramban says, and why do you make a bracha on hafrasha? Why? Because that's a separate entity. That's a separate stage. You always make a bracha on the end game, like the Gemara says in Menachas. The Ramban says, so you see here, there's two separate issues. There's a hafrasha and there's a nesina. But either way, What do you have to do for this afrasha? What does it mean b'machshava? So many different pshatim. Let's mention three in the Rishonim here. Rashi says literally machshava. Rashi says here and in kiddushin machshava. No sin ezan b'tzadzeh l'shem truma va'ochel b'tzadzeh v'yafal pishalo hifrish. I look at the north side of my field and say there's truma, and then I eat from the south side of my field. That's what Rashi says. Literally machshava. That's all one needs. There are a number of problems with Rashi. One of the questions is, the Beis Yosef writes in Hilchas Pesach, there's no bracha on bitul chametz because ikar bitul balev. We make a bracha on bedika, which is biur, but you don't make a bracha on bitul chametz because the ikar is balev, says the Beis Yosef. Asher b'kiva eger in the tshuvas in Simen Lamed, so then why do we make a bracha on afrasha? If you could do it balev, you can do it right here. I can look at it and it can be done. And then we don't have to make a... we don't have to do a maisa. According to Rashi, it's all b'machshava. So there shouldn't be a bracha on hafrasha. Right? That's the kasha that is asked by the achronim on Rashi. Answers the achronim. That's the Reb Kiva Eger's kasha in Simen Lamed. Answers the imkein eich mevarchan al hafrasha struma v'ara yeshna reshna b'leiv. Right? It's even b'leiv. Let me just find it inside. Says Reb Kiva Eger v'lani es daiti lo kashamidi. What's the answer? Kivan de shorish inyan hafrasha havi maisa litzno lekohen. You're right, it's a machshava. But what are you going to do? This is a machshava that's leading to a maisa. Apsha ata eno osa maisa mikomacho machshavaso lekaro b'shem truma shesofo lavo lidei maisa mikri maisa. It's enough. By bittul, you're not going to do anything. I'm avado the chametz. The chametz is nothing for me. It's like dirt. Biur, that's a separate idea. That's not a hemshech of the bittel, assumes Rabbi Kiva Eger. Masheki, bittel belev, de nigmar v'nasa akob machshava, ken yirlani is daiti. That's what he says. But when it comes to hafrasha, even if you say hafrasha is b'machshava, that's, you could already see the roots of the nesina in the hafrasha. And therefore, it's not pure, even if it is belev, so it's not purely a problem, according to Rashi. That is day number one. Machshava means literally machshava. If you look at Rashi elsewhere, and Bali Tosfos elsewhere, Rashi quotes this in Becholros, it doesn't mean purely machshava. It means you're mafresh it physically without kriya shame. I physically take it off, but I don't say a word. That's what machshava means. That's what machshava means. Which is interesting, because one would think, what does that help? You physically did it. What, that makes a big difference? If you're not korei shem, sounds like Rashi and Bechoros daf Nun Tes says this, and that's what Tosfos understands Rashi there, that it's your mafreshit, but without korei shem. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? Right, it's a machshava. Remember, we had the case of the Shnei Lugin, Shani Yasa Lahafresh. But that's the second day of the Rishonim. And then finally, you have a third day of the... I'm sorry, I flipped them. Rashi there in Bukhari says, you're korei shem, but you're not mafresh. Right? Not that it's purely b'machshava, that won't work. You're korei shem, it's on the north side, because you have to say it, but you're not mafresh. The other, the shita l'nod l'mi in Mesechas Kiddushin, and others seem to say that you're mafresh without korei shem. Who seems to say this? The Rambam. The Menachas Chinuch points this out. Because if you look at the Menachas Chinuch in Shin Sadi Vav discusses how significant is the Kriya Shem of Truma. How significant is the Afrasha? So if you look in the Minchas Chenuch, he points out to the Rambam. The Rambam, Perek Dalet, Alcha Design of Ilchas Truma, says, Hifrish Truma b'machshavaso, v'lo hotzi b'sfasav klum, harezu Truma, even if you're not motzi b'sfasav, it's still Truma. So what is the Rambam saying? If you did it, but you didn't, why does he just say, well, you are on mafreshit? It sounds like for the Rambam, you were mafreshit. The only thing we'll give you, what do you know what machshava means? Of course you have to physically take it off, or else it's not afresh at all. But what are we letting you get away with? Not declaring it truma. That's the big heter. And that obviously is significant for the Rambam. Nira Mitvarev says the Menachas Chinuch, de be'inan hafrasha, al kopanim, ubehifresh ein tzorach dibur, aval b'machshava l'chud b'lo hafrasha lo mahani. Lomani, and the Kesef Mishnah points at, the Kesef Mishnah says, oh, and this is what Rashi and Tosfos said. Minchas Chinuch says, no, I think the Kesef Mishnah is wrong. I think the Rambam is meduyak, that he's saying you have to be mafreshit, and the only thing you can get away with is without a kriya shem. Does anyone else agree with the Rambam? It's a day in the Rashba. the end of Rashba in Kiddushin, the beginning of the second parak, if the Rishi don't know the Lami there. So there are three different days in the Rishonim. What does Machshava mean? Does it mean nothing? You don't do anything, just think about it. That's Rashi. Does it mean you don't have to physically do the act? You just have to be Kori Shem? Or does it mean, like the Rambam says, you have to be Mafreshit, but you don't have to be Kori Shem? But of course, you have to physically remove it. 3 days, what Machshava means, and it's important to know exactly the different parts of a Maisa Hafrasha. Good.
When is the Bracha then?
So the Bracha has to, the Bracha can't be said on something but Machshava, according to Rashi. And according to that, it can't be said then. Maybe it's when you physically take it off, according to Rashi. Maybe you're doing this, no, it's enough. Let's say it's Shabbos, let's say it's right before Shabbos, let's say you don't have the Kli, some of the other cases. So you can't make a bracha if you're not doing anything. You have to wait till you physically do something. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Hameniach Peiros. Last Mishnah here in the third parak of Maseches Gittin. Hameniach Peiros, Lios Mavrish Alein, Jumas and Maisra. So what are we getting back to? The end of this parak is talking all about Chazakos. Halachic assumptions. If somebody sends a get, can we assume that he's still alive? That's how we got into this. So here too. If somebody is out somewhere, can they assume that the fruit that they left at home are still good? I have fruit in my house, and now I have fruit out in the field, and I'm on a trip, and am I allowed to assume that, you know, over there is going to be Chuma and Meister on this food, and I'm going to eat this food. Can I assume that it's still around? Or ma'os lios mavrach alein ma'aser sheni. I have money in my house, and I have ma'aser sheni fruit, and I want to be mechalel, remove the kedusha of the fruit onto the money in my house. Mafresh alein b'chetzka shein kayamim. Yes, you could assume that the money, that the fruit, are still there, and we don't have to be worried. I asked the Ramban what we just said earlier. What about menamukaf? Did we just say before that you have to do menamukaf? So the Ramban again gives a couple of answers. Maybe it's there is a case, it is menamukaf here. How is it menamukaf here if you're not home? Right, he says, Ikalameimar, maybe if the whole issue is like Rashi said before, that it's your, that it's not ba'en, so if you're, put him in your house, that's a makam ha-mishumar, so maybe that's why you wouldn't have to do menamukaf. Answer number one. Ikalameimar, kivan shi'inicham bershus atzmo, b'makam ha-mishtamer, v'yein choshim shema avdu, v'nasu'in li'rakev l'gamri, mutar litrum shlo menamukaf. Right, the only time there's halacha of ein torim shelo b'namukaf is where you're really not sure. The peiros are outside, they're not guarded, that's where there's a problem. Again, that approach would be saying b'namukaf is not a fundamental din about siruf of the items, but it's a chshash of that it's still ba'en, and if, as long as you're for sure, know that it's okay, then it is good. Number one. Number two, maybe our Mishnah is talking about trumas meiser. Not Truma Gedola. Truma Gedola has the Me'ikra Dimin Amukaf, while our Mishnah is Trumas Meiser, which is the next level down. Number two. Or maybe it's Erev Shabbos, and you don't have a choice. Or maybe it means that everything's in front of you, but part of it is covered and part of it is not covered. That's what it means. Can you assume? It sounds like from the Mishnah that you're in a different place. The Rabbi says, maybe that's what it means. Can you assume that what's covered is still there? But either way, our Mishnah says that you can assume that it's still there. Why? Chazaka de Meikara. If something was there, I could assume it's still there. It's interesting. Look at the next part of the Mishnah. What happens im avdu? What happens if I come back to my house and they're lost? They're lost. So now what? The question is, I know they're lost now. How far back do I have to be nervous that it was lost? Meaning, what if the produce that I was mafresh from my house for them, are, if I ate them, as I can talk about already, but if I still have them, do I have to be mafresh again from them? How far do I have to go back? Divrei Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar says you have to go back me'es la'es. What does that mean? The Gemara is going to have a machlokas. What that means. But what does avdu mean? Does avdu mean if I get back and they're lost? Okay, they rotted and they're disgusting and they're not food anymore. So that's one. Chazaka de Meikara, they are here, and how far does that Chazaka de Meikara go? What about stolen? What about if they're literally lost? There was a discussion in the Achronim. Chazaka de Meikara, that allows me to assume that the earlier status is still here. But does that include that the earlier status that it is physically here is still here? Is that also included in the Chazaka de Meikara? Because usually Chazaka de Meikara tells me that the previous status of the inherent item still existed for a certain amount. The woman was a psula, so I assume she's been a psula up until this amount, right? The mikvah was kosher, and I assume the mikvah was kosher until now. But what happens if something moved? So does Chazaka de Meikara affect that also? I can assume it was still in this spot. Or does Chazaka de Meikara have nothing to do with that? That's not about the inherent status of the item. That's just about geography. That's not about the inherent nature. So that's a discussion. What of do means here, right? Do we say that the Chazaka de Meikara affects whether, when was it stolen or not? So that's not clear in the Mishnah, which one, but the Achronim bring that up. Last part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bishlosha Prakim Botkim Masayayin. If you have wine, 3 times a year, you have to check if the wine has turned into vinegar in terms of taking off truma from it for wine. Bekidum Shal Motzoy Achag, when the easterly wind blows after Sukkis, Ubahotzas Madar, and when the grapes start becoming ripe, Ubashas Knisas Mayim Beboser, and when the liquid starts going into the grapes. Okay, 3 different times that Chazal instituted that you have to check. What are the chances of wine becoming vinegar? What are the chances? And yet the Mishnah says you have to check. Says the Mishkanos Yaakov, probably one of the more well-known Mishkanos Yaakovs, right? The Karliner. He has in Yaredeya, Simin. What Simin is this? It's on page Reishvav. You know what Simin this is? It's a Yumanga Simin. Simin Yudzayin, right? Reishvav. He says, this, and this is Yisod that's quoted by the later Achronim. Do you have to be worried and check for a miyut hamatsui? He comes up with a Yisod. You don't have to check something. We don't pass like Rameir, Chayshin Lemiyuta. But if it's a miyut hamatsui, which he describes as 1 out of 10, 10%, then you have to check. You have to be nervous. For a miyut hamatsui, yes, there's a concept of rov and chazaka, but if it's a miyut hamatsui, you have to be nervous about it. What is a miyut hamatsui? 10%. Where do I know this from? He says, I got a Mishnah. Which Mishnah? End of the third parak in Gittin. He quotes our Mishnah. He says, what do you have to check for? Hardly any, 90%, he quotes from other Mishnahs in Baba Basra. 90% of the time, wine does not turn into vinegar. And yet, here the Mishnah says, you have to check. Maybe it turned into vinegar. So he says, Mashma lehedya, shitzarech livdok lifamim, velo lismoch tamid al cheskaso. You can't always rely on the chazaka. Right, shayayin tzricha tzorech bedika bizman meyazmanim. Shpamina, tetfei meyachal abar acharles, kalkeh velo asik adayti lekabel. Shir yayin amskaku chelek asiri mehatov. Viafilu achi, chashvina le mira matsui, lahatzrech bedika acharav. Afti ika roba vachazaka latera lo samchina layo bay bedika. Right, so this comes up often in checking food. Right, checking various types of food for bugs, for in other chashos, right? 10%, if it's less than 10%, that's a miyut she'eino matsui. Right, if you never find anything. But if it's a miyut hamatsui, so then this is what's quoted. Mishkos Yaakov, miyut hamatsui, one has to check for to make sure that it does not exist, like here with the vinegar. Good. My meis la'eis. So what does meis la'eis mean? If I find that the money was lost, so then I have to go meis la'eis. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Me'es La'es Shel Bedika. Rabbi Yochanan says you could go Me'es La'es Shel Bedika, meaning you go back 24 hours. All you have to do is to assume that within the last 24 hours it was not here. But before 24 hours ago, you're okay. So up until that point, you can assume that frasha was appropriate. Rabbi Elazar ben Atigan, so Amar Mishum Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yanai, no. Me'es La'es Shel Hanacha. No. You have to go all the way back. Meaning, let's say you checked that it was wine a long time ago, so then you're allowed to assume that for 24 hours after you checked that it was wine, so for another 24 hours it continued to be wine. But all the time after that you have to assume it was, I'm sorry, not wine, we're going back to the ratio. You can assume the fruit were there, or the money was there, but after those 24 hours, then you have to assume that it might not have been there. Machlokes, how far? Tanan, so 1 second. What about the language of the Mishnah? Im avdu harizeh choshesh me'es la'es. Be choshesh from now me'es la'es. So Bishlam amadar me'es la'es shobatika shapir. If you'd assume that it's 24 hours from now, just going back 24 hours, like Rabbi Yochanan said, that's fine. That fits into the Lashon. El amanda amar me'es la'es shel hanacha hai me'es la'es. The language should be, you have to check and be choshesh and nervous all the way back until you get to the last 24 hours at the beginning. So Kasha, so you're right, the language doesn't fit in perfectly in that regard. Divrei Rebbe Elazar. That was Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar said in the Mishnah about checking here. Amar Rebbe Elazar. Well, a lot of Rebbe Elazars here. So Rashi knows that. Rashi says right across, Rebbe Elazar ben Pedas de Gemara, Rebbe Elazar ben Shemua de Masisin Ubraisa. Rebbe Elazar at the Tana and Rebbe Elazar the Amora. So Amar Rebbe Elazar, Chalukin alav Chaver of Rebbe Elazar. The Chaverim of Rebbe Elazar argued on him. Ditznan, meaning Rebbe Elazar says you only have 24 hours, but the Mishnah in Mikvos says otherwise. A Mishnah that's quoted men in the sugyas of Tarti L'Reisa. Ditznan, Mikvah Shinim Davinim Sachaser. I have a Mikvah, and I went to the Mikvah, and all of a sudden I realized the Mikvah has less than 40 Sa'ah. So what do I do about everything in the interim since the last time I checked? And it had enough of a shear. Kol Taros Shenasu Al Gabav L'Mafreya. All the Taros that have been done in between the last time I checked it now, Bein Bershus HaYachad, Bein Bershus HaRabim, whether, Rashi and the Rambam say, whether the mikvah is in Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYachid, others say the Taurus were there, Tameos. I have to assume Tameh, because I have to assume that the mikvah earlier lost its status of a kosher mikvah, and everything is in Tameh. So that's much more Lechumra of Rebbe Elazar, who, depending on which one, but either even according to the more machmer one, you have at least 24 hours after the last check. And here you don't have anything after the last check. So don't the Rabbanan seem to argue on Rebbe Elazar. Says like Rabshita the Chalukin. It's obvious. It's a machlokas. What's the chiddush of Rebbe Elazar the Amora? So Ma'od the Tema, Ma'ila Mafreya Me'es Leis. No, you might have read that Mishnah in light of our Mishnah. Going back means you still at least give them 24 hours. Kamash Mala, no. You go back right after the last time you checked for the mikvah, you have to assume that it became chaser. The Achronim do wonder that mikvah has more of a worry. The Gemara is comparing the two. But mikvah is something that's called chaser v'asoy. Every time somebody uses a mikvah, they take water out with them on their body. So that's different than our case where it's there or it's not there. Right, unless you say that it's a case of rotting and not stolen. So then, little by little, it could become rotting. But it is interesting, the mikvah, you might have said, is different, but that is, the Gemara does not assume that there is any distinction here. There is a question that Rabbi Eger also points out with the Rambam Shita. The Rambam assumes, like this case of mikvah, and he quotes in Sefer Tara, that any Taras that are done in between are assumed to be Vadai Tamei. Kaltaro Shinasu Agabav Lamafreya Timeos Vadai. If you look in Ilchas Meiser, in our case, the Rambam says, Chashinon and your Mesupak. Rabbi Kiva Eger points out, it's quoted here on the side of the Frankel, right? Why does the Rambam by mikvah assume Vadai it's a problem? And by our case of Meiser, Suffolk it's a problem. And he works it out how you read the Gemaras. He explains the Gemaras, he doesn't explain the Svara. Right, why should it be difference in Svara between mikvah and Meiser? But maybe it's related to what we just mentioned, that mikvah is asi to always be mechaser v'holech. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'gimel praga mechul, Tana. So now we have to the end of the parak, other inyanim that come up. So the Rabbi Yehuda says you have to check three times about your wine. Tana, b'kidim shel motzoy achag shel tkufa. The easterly wind of after Sukkis, but only shel tkufa. Only if Sukkis was in the new tkufa of autumn. It was after the autumnal equinox, right? We know the four seasons, 3 months each. Our years go by the seasons, even though our months go by the lunar calendar. But only if Sukkis was late enough do we assume that you have to check. If it was very early, then the wine's not going to turn yet. And therefore, you don't have these checking times. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Begimel Prakim, Mochrin is a Tvua. At three times, you can sell Tvua. We'll have to see what the Nafkamin is. Can't you sell Tvua every day? You can sell Tvua these three times. Lefnei Azera, before the time for planting. Ubishas Azera, and during the time for planting. Ubipros HaPesach. Right, you see on the side? 2 weeks before Pesach. Pros, half. Half the time that you're usually studying the laws of Pesach, which means 2 weeks before Pesach, because everybody needs a grain for matzah, those are the three times. Ubishlosha pragim mochrenes hayayin, and three times of the year you could sell wine. Beprosa Pesach, everybody needs wine for dalat kosos. Ubeprosa tzeres, people need wine for yantif. Ubeprosa chag, people need wine for yantif. Vishemen miatzeres ve'elach, and oil from Shavuos and on. L'may Ilchasa, l'may Nafkamina, does Rabbi Yehuda say this? You can sell anything you want, anytime. What does this mean? Amar Ava, v'itemer ha-papa l'shutfin. It's referring to a partnership, meaning if you have two people who own, then one partner usually has to ask the other partner, Rishus, to sell, except at these times. At these times, it's a given that everybody needs this, and therefore the price should be high, and he can sell without permission. And even if the price goes up in 2 weeks, it's not his fault. He's not assumed to be ruining the partnership. Mikan ve'elach mai. What about after these times? What about a week after these times? Amarava, kol yoma pirkehu. Yes, it's fine. All day, and all day, all the days after this is still the amount of time, and therefore he's allowed to sell it. Good. Once we're talking about the winds, as our Mishnah brought up, so we're going to talk a little bit about winds. V'haya kizruach ha-shemesh, v'yaman elokim ruach kadim charishis, by Yonah. Right, when the sun was shining, he brought a charishis. That's the word that we're going to try to figure out what it means. An easterly wind, that is charishis. My charishis, Amar of Yehuda, b'shashem min ha-sheves, Oset tzlamim tzlamim bayam. Charish is from the word choresh, to plow. When it blows, it makes furrows. It's a very strong wind, and it makes as if it's furrows in the yam. It makes waves. That's the charishes. Amalei, which makes it sound like it's a very strong cold wind. Amalei Rabba, ihachi, but what about this pasuk then? Hainu dechziv, patach ha-shemesh arosh Yonah v'yisalof. It was boiling hot and Yonah fainted. Right, so that means it was a very hot wind. So Elamar Rabba, okay, a different shot of charishes. Mishashem and Hasheves, at the time that wind blows, Mishatekes kolaruchos mipanel. It makes all other winds quiet, from the word machrish, cheresh, is a mute. So it makes all other winds, it overpowers all other winds, and even if other winds are trying to cool off the world, this easterly wind makes it really hot, and all other winds are basically, literally mute, and cannot overpower it. V'hayna d'chsev, and that's the pasuk in Eov, asher begadecha chamim, b'hashkit eretz midarom. What do we darshin? V'yamar av tachlifa bar av chista, amar av chista, emasai begadecha chamim, one of your begadim hot, b'shoa sheishkit eretz midarom, she b'shoa shemin ha-sheves, mishatekas kalaruchas b'paneha. One wind is able to overpower and make all other winds ineffective. Rav Huna, Rav Chizda, Havi Yasvi, v'chalif. I'm sorry, Havi Yasvi, Rav Huna and Rav Chizda were sitting. Chalif asil Geneva alayu. Geneva passed by. We had Geneva once, earlier in the Masechta. Geneva passed by. Geneva was not the greatest tzaddik. Amar chav l'chavre, neka mikame. Should we stand up in front of him? Debar Uryanu. He's a Ben Torah, right? He knows a lot of Torah. Maybe should we stand up for him as he passes by? Amar le'idach, mikame palga, nekum. In front of this bar plukta, this person who always causes machlokes, we should stand, right? No, we're not going to stand. You don't have to stand for a Talmud Chacham who's a big bar machlokes, right? That's the question. If you look at the Meiri here, the Meiri says that. Let me just find it. The Meiri says here, the Lashon is Talmud Chacham, kol she'eno mitsuyin b'midosa v'tachsisav. Ein shar chachamim chayavim lenhog bo kavod shal tamidi chachamim. So the Meiri, if you medayik in the language of the Meiri, other rabbis shouldn't give him kavod if he's a bar plukta. But mashma, maybe somebody who's not a chacham, that he should. The Chashuk Yechemet discusses this, and he says the Rav Yashu was medayik in the language of the Meiri, the mashma shashara am chayavim. But he says you have to know based on context. If he's known as a bar machlokes, and giving him kavod will cause him to think well of himself, and he'll continue his derech of being a bar machlokes, then maybe you should not give him kavod. Maybe you could figure some way to give him kavod, but not make him know that you're giving him kavod. Right? Maybe you should just like get up for another reason. And in that way, you won't be violating not standing up for a Talmud Chacham, but you won't be showing him that you support what he's doing. That would be like Chanufa, as we discussed at the end of Masechta Sota. That's the discussion of standing up for a Bar Plukta. Again, as we like to say, Talmid Chacham Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. That's part of a definition of a Talmud Chacham. It has to be Marbim Shalom, and Rachman Litzlan, if there's someone who's not, then that reflects on his Mahus as well. So these two rabbis were wondering this, and all of a sudden they passed by. Adahachi, meanwhile, Asa Ilagabayu, he comes to them. Amarlu, he says, Bamayas Kisu, nu, what are you talking about? What have you been talking about? Amrule Baruchos. We've been talking about the winds. The winds. Let's just finish the story. Amarlu, oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, the Chavetz Chaim discusses, these people were just talking about Lashon Hara. These great rabbis were just being Malshin. So he writes in the Be'er Mayim Chaim that if something that is Davar Mefursam Lakol, that somebody is a known Rasha Muchsak, then talking about him for a Toelis purpose would not be called Lashon Hara. Good. So anyway, Baruch Hu, so we're talking about the winds. Amar Lahu, he says to them, oh yeah? I have something to say about the winds. Hachi Amar Avchana Barava Amar Rav. Dalad Ruchos Menashas B'chol Yom. Four winds, the four directions. They blow every day. Baruch Tzfonis Menashevis Im Kulon. And the northern wind blows with all of them. Shel Malei Kain, if the northern wind wouldn't be there to counter the others, Ein Ha'olam Miskayim Afilu Shah Achas. The world would not be able to survive. Baruch Deromis Kashem Mikulon. And the southern wind is the one that is strongest. Kashem Mikulan. Ve'elmali benetz ma'amida. If the benetz, if the certain malach that Hashem created wouldn't help out to counter its effects, machreves kol olam kulam mipanel, the whole world would be destroyed. Shene'emar ha'mebinascha ya'avei netz yifros k'nafav l'teiman. It stretches its wings, so to speak, to the south. That's why you think that people have images of malachim having wings, because that's how they're described sometimes in Tanakh. So Yifros kind of up with Teman. So he protects. Period. Ask the Chazam Sofer. Did they just lie? Right, what have you been talking about? Oh, the winds. We've been talking about the winds. Oh, you're allowed to be Meshaker. They were just talking about the laws of standing up for somebody who's a big Mar Machlokas. So what, they lied? So said the Chazam Sofer, no, they didn't lie. They said something that could be understood in various ways. They were talking about Ruchos. Ruach Gavoha, Ruach Nemucha, Ruach Gaiva. They were talking about different states that people could be in. Ruach Abrios Noche Menu, Ruach Hamakam Noche. He understood it as ways. Okay, he made his own mistake. He made his own toes. Kiyayak lo kizvulo, says the Chasam Sofer. Kiyayis haya kavanasam, beruchos, shal b'nei adam. Ruach gasa o nemucha, kiyamru mikam mipalgon ekum. Bainu ruach shal geneva. That's the Chasam Sofer, right? They were not lying. If you look at the Ben Yehoyada, the Ben Yehoyada says also dealing with this issue, did they lie or not? Hinei vadai lo hotzi rabban and sheker chas v'shalom mipiem. They didn't lie. No. What were they talking about? Miu nirali v'siyata d'shmaya dekimnu bazel osam hadvarim shahim medabrim b'inyan. No. They were alluding to what they were talking about. Sh'amro lavshu palga'a ein roi lakim mifanav. And v'cheid bal hamalchlokes hu baruach. If somebody is always an argumentative person, it's with his ruach. Why? Techeto bedibur shehu aruach. Ruach memalala. Right? The unkelis in Parshas Bereishis. What makes a human a human? Rabbi Yehi l'adam l'nefesh chaya. What's our uniqueness? Our koach adibur. And unkelis says that's our ruach. Ruach memalala. And that's what they were talking about. This bar machlokes. And then the ben yodah adds, v'lachain b'machlokes korach. Tzok Moshe Rabbeinu l'vnei Hashem. Amar el Elokei haruchos l'chol basar. Ha'ish echad yachtav ha'kol eida tiksov. Korach is known as the bar machlokes, par excellence. Right? Some Rishonim even counted as a losa, say. Not to be an argumentative person. V'lo yeke korach v'chadaso. And that's why Moshe Davin specifically Elokei haruchos. Because the ruach is the root of machlokes, the koach ha'dibur that we have. There's another Ben Yoyada that gets more Kabbalistic and Gematria filled, but we'll leave that for now. Right, they're in the story. Rav Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Avi Yasvi, they were sitting. Avi Chalav Azar Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov. Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov was passing by to Yasiv Bikiharka Dadaba. He was sitting in a golden carriage. Uparis Alei Sarbal at the Karasin. He was wearing a very fancy cloak on his head, so you couldn't really see who he was. Rav Azar Lagabe. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Lo Azar Lagabe. Rav got up to greet him, and Rav Nachman didn't. Amar Rav Nachman said, "Dilma meinshi debei reish galusa ninu." Maybe he's like related to the reish galusa, and therefore Rava tzarach lehu, ana lo tzarich melu. Rava needs to show him kavod because he needs to create connections. I don't, because as Rashi explains, he was already related, so he didn't have to get up and give him the kavod. Ki the chazed Rav Nachman bar Yaakov avi. But once he saw who he was, then he ran to him. Azal gabe. Once we're talking about people passing by, so this story is also brought here. He goes and gali ladare. He rolled up his sleeve. The rabbi in the wagon, Amar, he says, Shadi Anashim, he says, the wind is really hot. Right? We're talking about hot winds. So he says, winds, right? And therefore, I have to roll up my sleeves. Amar Rav, Achi Amar Rav. Other statements about the strong detrimental effects of certain winds. Amar Rav, Isha Mapelisbo. Sometimes a wind can be so strong, it could cause a woman to miscarry. Ushmuel Amar, Afilu Mar Golisha Bayam, Mar Kevesbo. Even a pearl in the sea would be ruined. Rav Yochanan Amar, Afilu Shechva Zera Shebemei Isha Masreches Bo. Even the Shechva Zera inside a woman, the Zera, would be Masriach, meaning after 3 days, Chazal already say, it's Masriach automatically, even within the first 3 days. Amar Rav Nachman. So somehow the wind affects even inside a woman, inside the makor. Amar Nachman bar Yitzchak, Ushlasha Mikra Echa Darshu. They're all learned out from the same pasuk. The pasuk says in Hosea, Kihu ben Achim Yafri. Yavo kadim ruach Hashem, right? The wind is going to come. Mi midbar olev yevosh mikoro the gomer. So we darshan the following phrases: the yevosh mikoro, the makar will be dried up. Zu makar shalisha. That's talking about the makar. That's the name for the uterus of the woman. That's referring to the miscarriage. V'yecharev ma'ayano zeshech v'zera shebemeyaisha. That's the ma'ayan, right? The well. Hu yishse otsar kol klei chemda. Next phrase. Zumar gal yishe bayam. Right? All the treasures will be destroyed. Amar Rava Adi Sora hu dedaiki cry. It's the rabbis of the people of Sura that are medaik from these psukim. Maiki hu ben achim yafri. What does it mean, ben achim yafri? Amongst the brothers, it will multiply, it will cause it to become numerous. Amarava, what it means is that the wind is going to be so strong, it's going to loosen things. So things that are one are going to become two. That's what it means by multiply. For example, afilu shufta bekufina demara rafya. Even a handle of the hoe is going to become loosened. Such a strong wind, it can loosen up even items that are tightly fitting together. Rav Yosef Amar, afilu sichsa v'dafna rafya, right, even a peg in the dofen of a kli. Rav Acher bar Yaakov Amar, afilu kanya bikufta rafya, even part of a kane that's woven into a basket will become loose. That's the word yafri in the pasuk in Hosea. That's what it's alluding to. Okay, but either way, these last couple of lines were all about winds. We got into it from this last discussion, and therefore we will leave it. Just to mention, maybe just that for 1 minute, that Ben Yoyada that I mentioned earlier, the Ben Yoyada discusses in front of the Palgon Nekum. He quotes, there's a Chazal that says, "Kol malami l'tamachei nohagun ki'ilu notea ashera." If somebody teaches a Talmud who is inappropriate, so and then it's as if he planted an Asherah tree. He says, why? What does the Talmud have to do with an Asherah tree? So he says, Talmidei Chachamim are called oxen. Shor. Bechar Shoro Hadar Lo. Bechar Shoro. Shekol Adam Chashuv Nikra Shor. And he quotes, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kari Rav Rav Yosef Anafshi Verav Tfuos Bekoach Shor. Ashar, Yosef is kikri b'char sharo hadarlo. V'lachein. So if somebody has a Talmud she'eno hagun, nechlak etzlo os vav shel shor. So the shor, its Talmud is like only half there. So the vav is split. So if you take a vav and you split it to a hay and an aleph, so it spells out Asherah. He says if you split it up, it gets into this Kabbalistic idea, and therefore it connect, and that's why they didn't want to teach this Baal Machlokes, because he's a Baal Machlokes that splits up the Vav, and it's Kilu not Ashera. That's the Ben Yoyada here, Kedarka Bakodesh, giving a pshat that's deep, B'siyata D'Shmaya. Okay, we'll stop here. Hadron L'Kol Aged, and tomorrow starts the world of HaSholeach. The world in Maseches Gittin of HaSholeach, the fourth parak, and we will stop here.